This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel faced an escalating conflict on two fronts Thursday, scrambling to quell riots between Arabs and Jews on its own streets after days of exchanging deadly fire with Islamist militants in Gaza. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered a massive reinforcement of security forces to quell mob violence across the country, where police stations have been attacked and people savagely beaten on both sides. Despite global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt the spiraling violence, which U.S. President Joe Biden said he hoped would end sooner than later, hundreds of rockets again tore through the skies over the Gaza Strip overnight. Several airlines suspended services to the Jewish state Thursday amid global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt the spiraling violence. They include Dutch airline KLM, British Airways, Virgin Airlines, Lufthansa, United, Delta, and American. At least 11 civilians were killed and 13 others wounded in four separate bombings in Afghanistan Thursday, hours after a three-day ceasefire began across the country to mark the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr, local officials said. Although there were no reports of direct fighting between Taliban insurgents and government forces as they observe the temporary ceasefire, roadside bombs continued to inflict casualties on civilians. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday he was not motivated by his own financial interest when he lobbied government on behalf of the now-collapsed supply chain finance firm Greensill Capital. Although Cameron's extensive lobbying efforts did not result in policy changes, they have raised questions about the extent to which former British leaders can or should use their status to try to influence